I'm not a drug dealer. I swear to you, Dad. You believe me, right?
Of course I believe you.
This is a federal case. The mandatory minimum laws are very simple. Jason is facing 10 years in prison.
10 years?
United States versus Jason Collins.
I believe in the mandatory minimum laws.
Please, I just want to help my son.
We need your son to help us make arrests before we can help him reduce his sentence.
Well, like setting someone up? I won't do it.
What if I did it for him? What if I helped you make arrests?
Okay, here's the deal. Though billed as an action film, Snitch is anything but, instead presenting a plotting, morose movie that, while inspired by true events, feels about as authentic as Joan Rivers' cheekbones. In Snitch, Dwayne Johnson plays a suburban father who becomes a freelance informant on drug dealers in order to dial back the 10-year prison sentence his son gets for being a first offending drug trafficker. The inspired by true events moniker on movies tends to mean they're mostly hogwash with a nugget of truth, and Snitch is no different. Meant to be a politically progressive film about the overkill of minimum mandatory drug sentences, this film doesn't even try to get the fake law and order legality you see on TV and in movies correct. Chewing through dramatic moments and featuring a historic five-scene sequence of people yelling at each other, Snitch is a noisy, stumbling bore that fails to deliver a coherent message. Snitch gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.